On this day, July 1st, 1776, members of the Continental Congress cast a solemn vote which put their lives at stake. Now, it was treason against the mother country, but it was allegiance to what was right. And they pondered the moment in silence, and we should too. We'll tell you that story. Let's get started. The colonists knew there was no turning back. The war with Great Britain was raging. Nothing but total separation from mother country would do. In May of 1776, George Washington wrote, "A reconciliation with Great Britain is impossible. When I took command of the army, I abhorred the idea of independence, but I am now fully satisfied that nothing else will save us." Now, the colonies instructed their delegates to the Continental Congress to vote for independence, and on June 7th, 1776, Richard Henry Lee of Virginia moved a resolution in Congress which stated thus, that these united colonies are, and of right ought to be, free and independent states, and that a plan of confederation be prepared and transmitted to the respective colonies for their consideration and approbation. Now, the resolution was adopted on the 11th of June, and two committees were then appointed, one to prepare a declaration, the other to prepare articles of union, like a constitution. The committee preparing the Declaration of Independence consisted of an amazing group: John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, Ben Franklin, Roger Sherman, and Robert Livingston. Man, I wish I could have been there listening to these guys discuss this, don't you? Well, that committee finished their work and reported on June 28th, but no action was taken until delegates from Pennsylvania and New York received the okay from their leaders to vote for it. Then, on this day, July 1st, 1776, Congress moved on Lee's resolutions. The state legislatures freed their delegates to vote for independence. The resolution was unanimously approved by 12 colonies, with New York abstaining. This vote for independence was a solemn act. Only a selfless patriot would do it. It was treason against the mother country, but it was allegiance to what was right. These men voted with their lives, and they pondered the moment in silence, and we should too. Remember, they voted with their lives. Many people vote just to enrich their pocketbook, but these men gave their lives with this vote, practically speaking. We should keep this in mind as we celebrate the 4th this weekend. Well, on July 4th, Congress approved the Declaration of Independence. Now, the Declaration of Independence is the opening scene of a groundbreaking liberty movement. The Declaration of Independence doesn't have any legal status by itself. It's not a constitution, but it does tell us the two fundamental principles of American government. First, the legitimate function of government is to protect the natural rights of people. These rights come from God, the Declaration says. They can't be given or taken away by governments. Government's first duty is to protect these rights. Second, the source of government power is the consent of the people. If government violates natural rights, the source of government power, that is the people, have the authority and the duty to abolish such government and create a new government which to them seems most likely to affect their safety and happiness. On this day, July 1st, 1776, the founders put these two principles into practice. Now, the news of the Declaration was received with great joy everywhere. Bells were rung and bonfires were lit. Those are forerunners of our celebrations we're about to have this weekend. Now, let me conclude with a very short story. On the morning of the day of its adoption, the venerable bellman ascended the steeple of Independence Hall, and a little boy was placed at the door of the hall to give him notice when the vote should be concluded. The old man waited long at his post, saying, "They will never do it. They'll never do it." Suddenly, a loud shout came up from below, and there stood the blue-eyed boy, clapping his hands and shouting, "Ring, ring!" Then, grasping the iron tongue of the bell, backward and forward, he hurled it 100 times, proclaiming, "Liberty to the land and to the inhabitants thereof!"